You're listening to SBS News.
From the streets of Hong Kong to Washington's corridors of power, leaders of the three-month-long pro-democracy protests are taking their fight to one of the most powerful democracies in the world. Joshua Wong, a prominent face of the movement, stood before a US congressional hearing and urged support for the region's fight for freedom.
As I speak, Hong Kong is standing at a critical juncture. The stakes have never been higher. We are confronted by the huge Chinese military build-up just across the border in Shenzhen. Decades from now, when historians look back, I'm sure that 2019 will turn out to have been a watershed. I hope historians will celebrate the United States Congress for having stood on the side of Hong Kongers, the side of human rights and democracy.
The 22-year-old activist who led the 2014 umbrella pro-democracy protests has been travelling across the globe to drum up international support for the 2019 movement. For more than 100 days now, Hong Kongers have taken to the streets in the masses. The demonstrations, initially sparked by a now-abandoned extradition bill, have since been broadened, with Mr. Wong saying universal suffrage is among the demands.
The movement is far from over, because it has long moved beyond one bill or one person. Our most important demand is genuine structural change in Hong Kong, which means free election. Our government's lack of representation lies at the heart of the matter.
Demonstrators also want an independent inquiry into what they've described as excessive force by the police. Joining Mr. Wong were four other key players of the movement, including singer and actress Denise Ho, who says human rights in Hong Kong are increasingly under threat.
To date, more than 1,500 Hong Kongers, the youngest at the age of 12 years old, have been unreasonably arrested. Sadly, it has become a daily occurrence to see youngsters being pinned to the ground with head concussions, if not being knocked unconscious. On the other hand, riot police and plainclothes officers have since early on deliberately hidden their ID numbers and warrant cards, making it impossible for us to even certify their legitimacy, let alone hold them accountable.
Their testimony comes ahead of a vote next week on legislation supporting human rights in Hong Kong. The current version of the bill calls for annual evaluations of whether the city still meets the conditions of the 1992 US law granting it special economic status. If passed, the Trump administration would also be required to sanction anyone responsible for human rights abuses in the region. US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi threw her support behind the legislation.
Much more must be done to fully realize the legitimate aspirations of the Hong Kong people in the guaranteed order of one country, two systems. The people of Hong Kong deserve the future of justice and autonomy and freedom from fear that they were promised in the Basic Law and for which they have long been courageously fighting. The pro-Beijing leadership in Hong Kong must ensure a political system accountable to the people.
The bill is expected to pass with bipartisan support as Republicans align with the Democratic leader's position. Republican Representative Michael McCaul of Texas had this message for protesters.
I'd like to speak directly to the people of Hong Kong. America stands with you, and America will always support you. We hear you sing our national anthem. We see you carrying our American flag. This is a battle between democracy versus dictatorship, liberty versus tyranny, and freedom versus oppression.
In early August, President Trump caused alarm among those sympathetic to the movement when he described the protests as riots. Today, however, the US position was made clear. It's expected to be consolidated next week when Congress begins voting on the legislation. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.